Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You can fly too high and get too close to the sun. See how the boy falls from the sky.
Oh, Bono confusing Icarus there with Spider-Man. Oh, what a mess. Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark was envisioned by Broadway director Julie Taymor as an allegory for the terrors of holding on to identity in the technology-ravaged 21st century. Well, the show has become quite literally a fable of reckless excess on Broadway and the seeming loonier side of show business. A $65 million budget, by far the biggest in Broadway history, a score by U2's Bono and The Edge, 27 daredevil flying scenes, a hospital ward full of injuries during rehearsal, postponing the opening several times. The most recently announced opening date is March 15th. What a drama. And from oversized drama, others in New York's theater world find the seeds of sympathy. Or is it satire, Justin Moran?
I would say it's probably a heavy dose of satire with a little bit of theatrical sympathy thrown in.
So this is not a story of the New York theater community coming together in times of hardship for Spider-Man.
I think it's more of a story of the theater community coming together in times of hardship for theater than
right.
for Spider-Man.
Right, you didn't get any of that $65 million. Justin Moran is the creator of the musical The Spidey Project. With great power comes great responsibility. And you envision this show as what exactly?
Well, as just a testament to the fact that if you get the talent and you put all the efforts in the right place, that a good musical can be created with $0 instead of $65 million.
And you can come up with the idea just like less than a month ago, right?
Yeah, February 11th.
And your mission is to get this produced and launched at a theater not on Broadway, right?
Not on Broadway. The biggest theater we could find, and that was a 100-seat theater, 120-seat theater on East 24th Street called The Pit.
And they're gonna stage this production,
yep,
of The Spidey Project, and you intend to open
March 14th at 8 p.m., the day before Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
Allegedly opens. They could delay. That could help you out, right?
I think we'll still go with the 14th just because we made the promise to the Internet.
Made the promise to the Internet. The 21st century. I love this century. Let's listen to an example from, I guess these are your rehearsals, right?
This is actually the composer, the demo that he made for our table reading of the songs.
Did he get injured at all while he was playing this song?
He did not, but there's an injured look in his eye sometimes.
All right, listen.
Things are changing.
So Peter Parker is a corrupt journalist, in your view, here, it sounds like.
Not a corrupt journalist. He's a young guy, a 17-year-old kid who has all these great powers and this journalistic job and doesn't know how to elegantly combine the two at first.
Is this a collaborative enterprise? In other words, does this come straight from your mind, or do you collaborate with, obviously, you have a musical director, and also you made promises to the Internet. I'm sure the Internet, contacted you back.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's a collaborative effort, definitely. I wrote the book and lyrics with another author, John Raphael, and our two composers are Adam Pod and Doug Katsaris, and the four of us together pretty much crafted the piece.
And we would describe you as normally out of work.
Oh, actually, no, I do. I have a full-time job, day job.
Good, right. But out of work in terms of, you're not currently in, Mamma Mia right now.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
I'm more of a comedian than a musical theater performer.
How do you take the themes of the really tragedy that's taken place, I mean, the injuries and the problems that this show has had, and turn it into humor?
Well, that's kind of a big toss-up for us. It's not so much we're not setting out so much to make fun of all the problems that are plaguing Turn Off the Dark as much as trying to show that if you think about it in a smaller scale than $65 million, there's a good and easier show there to produce.
You could have done this for $6 million, is what you're saying.
Yeah, easy. Yeah. And then taking a $5.5 million vacation.
Exactly right. All right, let's get another example from the show. And who is this who's singing here?
This is Doug of the two composers. This is Doug Katsaris.
All right. you know, this is great. I mean, I actually like this.
Thank you.
Which just goes to show you there's just so much talent in New York. I mean, that's number one. You know, Julie Taymor has described that for some inexplicable reason, the Spider-Man fable is rich material that has all this sort of allegorical significance. Did you find that when you put this together?
You know, I thought that there's fun drama there. I have no idea what elements of the story she's using that are really part of the story, because she's added so much. But I think that when you pare it down to its simplest form, it's like this great Joseph Campbell hero story that is always fun to tell.
So it's a classic myth.
Yeah.
And as in every myth that imitates a $65 million Broadway show that has Julie Taymor and Bono involved, you got to have a lawyer, right, Justin?
Well,
did you get a lawyer for this show?
You'd think so.
Yeah, you think so. You don't have a lawyer protecting you?
Not officially.
You ever heard of the word padlock?
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, what's going to happen? I mean, you could get in trouble for this, right?
I could. I believe I could.
Actually, you wish that you could, right?
I don't want to get in any trouble for it. Certainly not trying to get in any trouble for it. I believe that it's enough of a spoof or parody or whatever Forbidden Broadway typically does to not get me killed.
And the ticket prices for this?
Free.
Free?
Free, absolutely free.
Wow. Justin Moran, the creator of the musical The Spidey Project, with great power comes great responsibility, an alternative to Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, which may open on March 15th. You're going to definitely open on the 14th, right?
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Justin.
Thank you very much.